Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Patterson is our new friend, and he works with the Kiplinger Letters. He's managing editor there and been with them now for a number of years. He's here to talk to us about a recent report that they published on the future, the current condition, and the future of the automobile industry. In the previous segment, we talked about the impact of demographics, the young people especially, on the automobiles. One of the things I was thinking about is I watched these Meacham auto auctions and Barrett Jackson auto auctions. Right. And they're selling these cars from the 50s and 60s and 70s, and these all the people buying them look like me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, okay, how long are these auctions going to last? You know, who's going to be buying those cars when those guys are ready to sell? I think that's another part of the automobile industry, the used car business, especially the older car. I think the collector part of that is going to change a lot. And that's not necessarily a big part of the industry, but I do think that's part of the demographics, don't you?
I do, yeah. It's kind of an open question whether 40 or 50 years from now there will be, you know, will my son be bidding on a classic Ford F-150 or something
right.
built in 2019? I don't know. I mean, maybe,
yeah.
But I wouldn't bet on it.
I don't think so. So let's talk about the economics of the automobile industry going forward.
Sure.
One of the problems that car manufacturers have is inflation, right? I mean, their sticker prices. I mean, we used to talk sticker shock. You know, decades ago, right, Jim? And now,
right.
Now we're talking real sticker shock.
Yeah, the numbers you're seeing on new cars on the window stickers are getting pretty eye watering in a lot of cases, especially if you're shopping for an SUV or a pickup truck. This is not the same sort of vehicle and the same sort of vehicle pricing that maybe your parents were accustomed to a generation ago. These are very impressive vehicles. They have a ton of new technology. They're very capable. They're very comfortable, oftentimes very luxurious. But all those good things come at a cost, and especially if you're shopping for a larger vehicle, you're going to see a pretty high number on that window sticker these days.
Well, you know, there almost is no such thing as a work truck anymore. You know, we used to call them WTs, work truck, right? It was a Chevy C10 or a Ford F-100 or 150 or something like that, and the Dodge
right.
Ram 1500, and those were work trucks. They didn't have a back seat or anything like that, and now there almost isn't such a thing as a work truck. They're pretty darn fancy, and you know, just a truck that you would buy without any kind of, you know, I mean, you're not trying to buy a limousine truck, just a regular truck
right.
that you maybe that you wouldn't be hauling blocks in or something like that. But those things are $40,000 now.
That's true. I see some of these trucks and I think, boy, I wouldn't want to do any work in this thing. It's
right.
so nice. I wouldn't want to mess it up. I have a family member who just bought a very nice Ram 1500. Beautiful on the inside,
yeah.
you know, beautiful leather interior and big fancy touchscreen and you know, big 20-inch kind of blingy wheels. And
can I be,
you know,
presumptuous
really
to
nice,
say that that person doesn't even need a truck, but he just wanted it?
Well, you know, he might have some truck kind of plans in his future. I don't know if he's necessarily using it.
But you and I both know people
right
who are like
moment.
That. They don't necessarily. So
yes.
so now yep. we're getting into not just the economics of it, because the price, ticket prices are going higher, but also what people are wanting right now. They're wanting more trucks. They're wanting
right.
not wanting little bitty cars as much.
No, they don't want small cars. They like the size of the truck. They like being up high. They like the feeling of physical security a truck gives you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big, heavy, tough vehicle in a collision. A lot of people live in places with bad roads, and having a rugged vehicle to get over all the potholes is kind of nice. But it's true. A lot of people are kind of lifestyle truck buyers. You know, they want the image. They do a lot of truck things, but they don't necessarily, you know, they're not necessarily towing a boat. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily hauling a lot of gravel or something like that. I once was talking to somebody who worked for Ford, and he jokingly referred to a class of buyer called the Never Never Buyers, because they never tow and they never go off-road, but they buy pickup trucks anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. So, but some companies, I've been hearing that some companies may actually stop making sedans.
It's true. It's already happening. If Ford hasn't already phased out their sedans, they're going to soon. I can't remember when that happens exactly. I think the same is true with Chrysler. So some pretty familiar nameplates that a lot of buyers are used to, like a Ford Taurus or something,
right?
Those are going away pretty
wow.
quickly. It's really more the Asian manufacturers that are sticking with sedans right now.
Mm-hmm. So now that's an interesting thing, isn't it, that the nationalities of the companies will depend on what kind of an automobile you buy.
Right, to a large extent, that's true, yeah. The Japanese companies, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, in the case of South Korea, Hyundai and Kia, they're not giving up on sedans. I think they're mm-hmm. maybe taking a longer-term view that maybe the truck SUV mania, you know, it's cyclical. It probably
right.
won't last forever if gas prices get high enough.
That's the thing about that. Now, that's one of the impacts on the bigger vehicles is that the gas prices. You wonder if the American companies aren't putting, you know, their eggs in the basket of low petroleum forever and ever. You know, you got to wonder.
Right,
about
they are running that risk. It's true, and gas prices yeah. have been coming up. You know, they're getting high. They're about the highest.
Do you think that Mr. Ford has heard about the Green New Deal, Jim? I wonder about that sometimes.
I don't know if they're sweating the Green New Deal just yet.
Probably not. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Jim Patterson, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the Kiplinger Editors, Kiplinger.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.